Sino po sa atin, naranasan nyo na minsan, di ba, you're into a relationship and it becomes complicated. Di ba? Nagmahal ka, tapos, Lord, bakit komplikado yung pag-ibig ko? Di ba? Bakit ganito? Nagmamahal ako, napaka-komplikado. Bakit? Eh, may asawa na yung minamahal ko. Eh, komplikado talaga yan, kapatid. Di ba? Kahit di mo tanongin, komplikado yan eh. Di ba? Tinatanong si Lord, komplikado, may secret affair ka to someone. Or, ito yung mga tinatawag nating mga mag-MU. Alam nyo ba yung MU? Sino ba nakakalam ng MU? Di ba? Mutual understanding. Yung parang wala naman kayong commitment. Wala naman kayong pinag-usapan. Pero feeling nyo, nagmamahalan kayo. Di ba? Tapos, ewan ko. Di ba, MU? Tapos, meron nagsabi sa akin. Alam mo, Brad, mahirap yung MU-MU. Kasi pag yan, eh, hindi nyo ginawang tama yung MU. Komplikado yan. Lalabas sa inyo dyan, mga unggoy. Sasabi, ganyan mangyayari sa inyo dyan. Parang hindi magiging maganda yung relationship niyo. O kaya, sino dito yung MO naman? MO, hindi MU. Di ba? Ano yung MO? Hindi alam yung MO? Mag-on. Oo, oh, hindi naman naman. Yung mga mag-on, di ba? Di ba? Yung mga mag-on. Kaya lang, komplikado. Mag-on kayo, kaya lang nasa abroad. Long distance relationship. Di ba, komplikado yun? Diba, sa Skype lang kayo nagkikita. Sa Facebook lang. So, komplikado. Tapos, hindi mo alam. Minsan, pag di siya nagko-communicate, di nagpaparamdam. Di mo alam kung mahal ka pa rin niya. Komplikado, di ba? Parang MO. O kaya yung iba naman, parang gusto mo, yung mga BFF, di ba? Best friend forever. Ito yung gusto mo maging yung BFF mo, gusto mo maka-relationship. Kaya lang, kahit anong gawin niya, kaibigan pa rin talaga yung turing sa'yo. Di ba? Parang inangat mo na yung level, pero siya nandun pa rin sa same level. Parang inangat mo na, Lord, paan ba? Komplikado, komplikado. Di mo alam kung lagi mong kasama. Mahal mo, pero kaibigan naman yung turing sa'yo. O kaya yung komplikadong relationship mo, para kang electric bill. Di ba? Kapag nagmamahal, maraming nagagalit. Di ba? Yung iba, hindi nakuha yung joke. Minsan, kailangan dito, mababaw ang joke eh. Pag nilagyan mo ng konting ano, di ba? Maraming nagagalit. Kasi ikaw yung parang Albert Baratang ang dating. Di ba? Parang... Bakit? Ikaw yung babae. Bakit? Ba't siya lang yung gusto ni Albert? Bakit? Maganda rin naman ako. Ano ba? Daming nagagalit. Yun yung kapag na-engage ka, maraming umiiyak. Di ba? Tiyo? Wala namang umiyak, di ba? Ito yung komplikadong mga relationship. Kaya yung tanong ko po, is love really this complicated? Amba, pag tayo po ba ay nagmahal, talaga bang nagiging komplikado? Kapag tayo ba ay nagmamahal, nagiging komplikado ba talaga? O, ang pag-ibig, eh, parang nung kinanta ni Tiyo kanina, easy love, di ba? Easy lang pag nagmahal. Eh, yun po yung pag-uusapan natin ngayong umaga. Sana po ay pakinggan niyo ako. Okay po ba? At taanyayahan ko po na kayo po ay tumayo bilang pagalang sa salita ng ating Panginoon. Mabasahin ko po sa aklat po ng Genesis, chapter 24. 63-67. And Isaac went out to meditate in the field toward evening, and he lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, there were camels coming. And Rebekah lifted up her eyes, and when she saw Isaac, she dismounted from the camel and said to her servant, "Who is that man walking in the field to meet us?" The servant said, "It is my master." So she took her veil and covered herself. And the servant told Isaac all the things that he had done. Then Isaac brought her into the tent of Sarah, his mother, and took Rebekah. And she became his wife, and he loved her. Let's pray. Panginoon, salamat po sa iyong kabutihan at sa iyong pag-ibig sa bawat isa sa amin. Salamat, Panginoon, because of that great love that you generously gave to each one of us. Lord, we can love people around us. We can be secured with the love that we have today. And Lord, we thank you because whatever situation we are in today, your great love is always available for each one of us. Salamat, Panginoon, at sa kabutihan ng iyong pag-ibig sa bawat isa sa amin, ang iyong pong pangalan ang patuloy namin itinataas sa aming mga buhay. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Tayo po ay makakaupo na. Babasahin ko po from the book of 1 John, chapter 4, verse 8, isa po sa mga familiar na verses sa Bible. Alam po natin to. Sabi po doon, God is love. Sabihin po nga natin ulit, God is love. 1, 2, 3. God is love. Kapag ito po ay aking naaalala lagi, at lagi kong nakikita, lagi kong nababasa, lubos po akong nagpapasalamat sa ating Panginoon. Alam niyo po ba kung ano ang ipinagpapasalamat ko? Dahil ang Diyos na mapagmahal at ang katangian niya na pag-ibig ay kanya pong ibinigay sa atin. Now imagine this, the very attribute of God, and that is love, generously gave to each one of us. And to me, it's a privilege. Why? Because I want to love people. I want to love my wife. I want to love my pastors, my friends, the way God loves me. And second thing is this. Because I fully understand the love of God, alam ko po yung pag-ibig ng Diyos sa buhay ko, hindi lamang isang pribilehiyo, alam ko na tama yung magiging pag-ibig ko sa kapwa ko. Ibig sabihin, kung tayo po ngayon ay nagsasabi na nagmamahal tayo, nagmamahal sa ating asawa, nagmamahal sa isang tao na you're in a relationship, you're loving your neighbor, you can say that that is right love if you tap to the source of love. Kapag konektado po tayo sa source ng pag-ibig. Kasi wala pong ibang pwedeng magbigay ng tunay na kahulugan ng pag-ibig maliban sa malaman natin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Maliban sa ma-experience natin ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa bawat isa sa atin. Yung pong binasa natin kanina ay istorya ng isang ni Abraham, ng servant, ni Isaac at ni Rebecca. Kung titignan po natin doon, ito pong Genesis 24, ito yung pinakamahabang chapter sa buong book ng Genesis. Almost 67 verses. Pag binasa mo, ang haba. At ang pinag-usapan lang kung paano nagkatuluyan si Isaac tsaka si Rebecca. Think about that. Sino sa inyo dito, gusto nyo pag tumanda na kayo, nawala na kayo dito sa mundo, wag naman po sana, diba? Okay, wag naman po sana, diba? Nawala na kayo. Tapos ang gusto nyo ma-remember sa inyo kung paano nagmahal si Tio. Diba, grabe? Yung wala na si Tio, diba, wala na sumundo pag pinag-usapan. Ah, Tio, alam mo, grabe magmahal yan. Diba? Ganon, grabe talaga magmahal si Tio. Yun yung gusto nyong maalala. Sino sa inyo gusto nyo yun? Ganon yung pinakita ni Lord. Isipin nyo, no? Nagbigay ng focus si Lord doon sa Genesis 24. Why? Kasi God wanted that love story to become successful because in the end, doon manggagaling si Jesus. From Abraham to Isaac, diba, to Jacob, then down the road, to Joseph and Mary, and then Jesus. Now, I believe lahat po tayo dito may dahilan kung bakit tayo nagmamahal. Tama ba? Sabi mo sa katabi mo. May dahilan kung bakit magmamahal ka. Ha? May dahilan kung bakit ka magmamahal. Now look at this. Abraham was talking to his servant. And as he was talking to his servant, he asked his servant to go from the land of Canaan to the northern Mesopotamia. You're talking about 800 plus kilometers. So you're talking about 21 days of travel. And yet, the servant decided to obey his master. Bakit kaya siya nag-decide ng ganun? Bakit niya naisip na sundin yung kanyang servant? Now look at this. Abraham's servant was a witness of how God authored the love story of Isaac and Rebecca. Yes, it's the story, the love story of Isaac and Rebecca, but we're going to talk about and learn from the story of the witness. And that is the servant. Meron po ba kayong kilalang, alam ko po na lagi po ako naiimbitahan na mag-best man, lalong-lalo na kapag alam ko yung love story ng mag-asawa, ng couple. Ina-imagine ko, no? With your sanctified imagination, kinasal si Isaac tsaka si Rebecca. Wala nang ibang best man. Hindi naman pwede yung camel. Di ba? Isa din yung isa naka-witness eh, di ba? But, it was the servant. Witness. He witnessed how God orchestrated everything. How God planned every detail. And how God authored the love story of Isaac and Rebecca. You know, all of us, so among you here, you want to have your own love story. Lift your hands. All of us, we have different love story. My love story is different from the story of Theo. Your love story is different from my love story. Why? Because we have different love stories and God is the author. And He is the one who will write your own love story. Are you excited? Are you excited that God will write your own love story? Excited ba kayo doon? Diba? Yung di ka mangongopya, ito yung ginawa niya eh. Ito na rin yung gagawin ko. Tama ba? So he witnessed the love story of Isaac and Rebecca. Now from there, we're going to learn two things from the experience of that witness. You know, Abraham was talking to his servant, like what I have said, and in verse 7, here's what had happened. Verse 7, the Lord God of heaven, who brought me out of my father's household in my native land, and who spoke to me and promised me an oath, saying, to your offspring I will give this land, and he will send his angel before you, so that you can get a wife for my son from there. Abraham said, the Lord who spoke to me and swore to me. Sa Tagalog, yung Diyos na nangusap sa akin at nangako sa akin, dahil dun sa pangako na yon at pangungusap ng Diyos sa akin, mag-aasawa itong anak ko. Abraham began to remember the promises of God in his life. When he received a promise from the Lord that God will bless him from the land of northern Mesopotamia, getting out from that place, and then go to the land that God will show him and bless him. And then receive a promise that one day, yung kanyang mga anak, yung kanyang lahi, ay hindi mabibilang sa sindami ng mga buhangin at mga bituin sa langit. And then God gave him a son. It was a promise fulfilled. And then, parang ganun, nagkukwento si Abraham dun sa kanyang servant. Sabi niya, yung Diyos na nag-promise sa akin na pakakamihin niya yung lahi ko, spared the life of my son at the same time. So because of those promises from the Lord, I believe that God can also provide a wife for my son. God always does exactly what He says He will do. But for the servant, it's not just about marriage. Now look at that. Diba? Andun yung servant, nakikinig lang, kwento lang ng kwento si kay Abraham, diba? Kwento lang ng kwento si Abraham. Tapos nakikinig lang si yung servant.
Di ba? Gusto niyo ba, di ba may mga ganon, yung kwento lang ng kwento ng love story? Tapos nakatingin ka lang, di ba? Ang daming daldal, lalo na pag babae nagkukwento. Ang daming mga ano, no? Iba, nare-revise pa minsan yun. Di ba? Nakikinig ka lang. But at the back of his mind, ng servant, well, this is not just about marriage. This is not just about getting a wife for my master's son. Well, this is about God's promise. What gives him the security that his son will have wife because of the promise of God? God's promise is important. We want to love and to be in love because of the promises of God. Nothing more, nothing less. Outside the promises of God, we will never know and navigate our relationship. We will never know and navigate that love life outside the promises of God sa buhay natin. You know, it's just like this picture, the picture of a rudder. Sino po ba sa inyo nakasakay na kayo ng barko? Tapos pumunta kayo dun sa captain area. Di ba may nakita kayong kapitan, nagtitimon. Diba, sa Tagalog, nagtitimon kasama si Pumba. Okay, nagtitimon siya, di ba? Timon siya ng timon, di ba? So, habang nagtitimon, hawak niya yung rudder ng ship. Isipin niyo lang to. Yung rudder is a small part of a ship, but a guiding force to a ship. Ibig sabihin, as long as yung kapitan nakahawak doon sa timon, sa rudder, tama yung kinalalagyan ng barko. Tama ba? Tama yung ano, yung, ano nga ba yun? De. Tama yung tinatahak ng barko, di ba? Hanggat hawak niya yung rudder. And alam niya na one day the whole ship will go to the destination. As long as nakahawak siya dun sa timon na yun, na nag-guide sa buong napakalaking barko. Alam niyo po, kahit gaano kakomplikado, sabihin ng iba ang pag-ibig. As long as we hold on to the promises of God in your relationship today with the person that you love, you are on your right direction. Amen? Tama yung kinalalagyan mo. Kaya ibig sabihin, hindi po natin dapat panghawakan yung mga bagay na naririnig ng latin. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na, pinangahawakan ko kasi sa pag-ibig namin, sa pag-ibigan namin, sa love life namin, sa relationship namin. Yung spark, grabe yun eh. Love at first sight eh. Nung nakita ko agad, nag-spark agad. Sa sobrang lakas nga ng spark, sumabog ako. Di ba? Ganun eh. Makukwento ka, ganun talaga eh. Nagyayabang ka eh. No? Sabog na sabog. Di ba? Ganun. Ang galing, di ba? Hanggang ngayon, mahal na mahal ko siya. Yung spark, pero mga kapatid, yung spark na yan, wala yan. Bukas, walang spark, di ba? Pag gising mo sa umaga, walang spark. Pag may maling ginawa, wala nang spark, di ba? Kapag hindi mo nagustuhan yung ginawa, wala nang spark. Hindi natin pwedeng panghawakan yung feelings lang. Di ba yung lagi mo lang nakakamdaman, hindi mo pwedeng panghawakan yung kilig, yung feelings, manakikita mo. Why? Because feelings come and go. Pwedeng in love ka ngayon sa asawa mo. Pwedeng in love ka dyan sa ka-relationship mo. Mamaya, bukas, mag-aaway na kayo. Wala na yung nakaramdaman mo. Pwede ba yung galit na galit ka, pero mahal na mahal mo? Di ba mahal na mahal kita! Di ba nag-aaway kayo? It cannot be. Di ba, hindi mo pwedeng panghawakan yung good company. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, kaya nga ako nag-asawa ng funny. Di ba gusto ko yung funny? Funny. Di ba? Gusto ko yung masayahin, di ba? Para lagi kong kasama, relax lang kami, okay lang kami. Pag nagjo-joke siya, tawa ko ng tawa. Ha, 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 ha. Di ba? Tuwan-tuwa ka, pero tandaan mo, one day magjo-joke yan, mapipikon ka rin. Makokognihan ka, hindi mo pwedeng panghawakan. Ang pwede lang natin panghawakan yung salita ng ating Panginoon. You're single, panghawakan mo yung salita ng Panginoon. Yung pangako ng Panginoon, delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desire of your heart. You're married, panghawakan mo yung pangako ng Panginoon sa pag-ibig nyo. God will make you fruitful. God will increase your number. God will bless your household. God will bless your children. You can honor and you can love. If your husband, you can love your wife. And if you are a wife, you can respect your husband. Those are the promises
from God. Na kahit ang sobrang galit na galit ka na, yung feelings mo, di ba, na naiinis ka na, pinahawakan mo yung salita ng Panginoon sa asawa mo, hindi pwede, galit na ako dito, but I decided to love this guy. That's the promise of God. Di ba, kahit tulog ng tulog yung asawa mo, tanghali na gumising, gusto mong, oy, batugan, ano ba yan? Galit na galit ka, di ba, irrespeto mo pa. Han, tayo ka naman. Alas 4 na ng hapon. I can still respect this. Di ba, wala nang feelings. Wala nang good company. I hold on to the promises of God. You know, look at this. Kung yung servant, di ba? Kung yung servant, habang naglalakad siya, hindi niya pinanghawakan yung salita ng pangako ng Panginoon kay Abraham. Nakakita siya ng babae doon. Ah, pwede na to, di ba? Liga na, pwede ka na, di ba? Tingnan ko, pwede na, sama ka na. Hindi pwede, di ba? When you hold on to the promises of God, you are not going to settle from anything less. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin, pwede na yan. Okay na yan. Hindi, may pangako si Lord. 40 years old, pwede na. Hindi, may pangako. 50, may pangako si Lord. 59, may pangako si Lord. Diba? 60, mas maganda yan. May 20% discount sa mga suppliers. So, hindi po pwede, di ba? Panghawakan mo pa rin yung pangako ng ating Panginoon. Mga kapatid, panghawakan natin ang pangako natin, ang pangako ni Lord sa buhay natin. If you are in your relationship today with somebody, you have your love life today, or you want to love someone, or you want to be in love with someone, or you are in love with someone, hold on to God's promises. Sabi nga ng aking kaibigan na matagal nang nagpipray. And then God answered her prayer. The promise of God in her life. Ito'y lagi kong sinasabi. Sabi niya, ito po. Tiwala lang. Kapit lang. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, tiwala lang. Kapit lang. Gusto mong magmahal? Sabi mo sa katabi mo, gusto mong magmahal? Tiwala lang. Kapit lang. Nagmamahal ka ngayon, nagiging komplikado. Gusto mo maging easy? Tiwala lang. Kapit lang. By Claudette Alipio, di ba? True to life yan, kapatid. Magkakaroon ng movie yan. Now, in chapter 24, we find him, the servant, assigned a difficult task. Now, think about this. Travel a few hundred miles without either the father looking for a wife, without the father and the groom. Now, look at that, diba? Imagine nyo yun. What if he made a foolish choice? Paano kung nagkamali? But in the mind of the servant, hindi pwedeng magkamali. Hindi pwedeng magkamali. Why? Because the task was too important. Loving someone is sacred. Getting in love is important. Loving someone, we don't just want to give your love to someone, to anybody or to anyone. It's important. Naniniwala ba kayo na mahalaga ang pag-ibig na ibibigay mo sa isang tao? Mahalaga ang pag-iibigan ng dalawang tao? Hindi pwedeng trial and error. Hindi pwedeng test the water lang. Hindi po pwedeng subukan for a season and then have a space after. This is a serious thing. Seryoso, di ba? Naging serious nga natin. Seryoso yan. Isipin mo, isang buwan natin pag-uusapan. Di ba? That is so important for the servant. In verse 12, because it's so important, the servant went and obeyed the master, Abraham. Verse 12, then he prayed and said, Lord God of my master Abraham, make me successful today and show kindness to my master Abraham. And look at that, di ba? Isipin nyo, imagine nyo. Meron ba kayong kaibigan na laging nagpipray sa love life nyo? Meron ba? Taas ang kamay. Yung pag nakita ka, brother, di ba? Pinagpipray ko talaga na makita mo na yung right person para sa'yo, di ba? Sister, matagal na kinang pinagpipray. Meron ka ba kayong ganun? Di ba? Sino sa inyo dito na-appreciate yung mga taong ganun sa paligid nyo?
Diba pinagpipray kayo? Diba napapanaginipan ka pa, diba? Uy, napanaginipan kita kanina kagabi. Talaga, hindi ka pa rin daw nakapag-asawa. Pero maganda, pagising ko, pinagpray kita. Diba? He was praying. Same God na with Abraham. Asking God, God, I believe in you. Please help my make this journey become successful. The servant is an example of how we should seek the Lord's guidance in every endeavor, especially in our love life. He believed in the God of Abraham. Believe God. He believed in the God of Abraham. He said, Lord God of my master Abraham. You know, if you're in love today, you're in a relationship, now you can always use the story of other people, how God made His promise and fulfilled His promise to people, to other people. Pastor Freddy, ilang taong ka nang kasal? 17. Grabe. Parang 16 lang. 17 years, di ba? So hanggang ngayon, parang panagkikita ko to si Pastor Freddy tsaka si Ate Marika. Di ba? Ang dating sa akin ni Pastor Freddy, Richard po nang dating. Pagkasama niya si Marika. Diba, hindi pa rin nakuha. Di ba? Ang lagi mong sasabihin kapag merong conflict, kapag merong challenge, kapag maraming, di ba, trials in my love life, Lord, you are the God of Pastor Ferdy. The same promise and faithfulness you've done to his life and to his marriage. The same thing that you're going to do in my marriage. Well, I believe in you. You want to be guided? That second thing, you need to be guided by the Lord. Not just by the promises from God, but by guidance of God. Believe in the God of these people. You know, you love the story of these people, di ba? Yung mga na-engage and then diba, naging good example, yung relationship. Pagdating ng wedding, yun, natutuwa ako dun. Lagi ko sinasabi, pinagpipray ko, yung mga na-engage, tapos na nakapag-asawa sa wedding day, glorious wedding, lagi kong pinagpipray that this wedding will become a testimony and encouragement to the single people in this place. Meaning, all the single people in that place can say, Lord, your faithfulness, you are the God of this couple, the same faithfulness, the same promise, the same goodness, the same thing that you're going to do to me as a single person. Guided by those people who went ahead of us. That's why we need the victory, yung mga victory group leaders natin. That's just why we need the input of these people. Why? Because when you want to be guided, you know, you need somebody to guide you. You don't guide yourself. You need to be guided by someone. Like what I have said, those people who went ahead of you, who went ahead of us. And not only guided by God, but also guided by God's word. Not from the world's preference, but from God's principles. God's principles. Alam niyo ba kung bakit ang isang love life nagiging complicated? It becomes complicated when we rely on the world, not from the word. When we allow the world preference to guide us rather than God's principles to guide us. Minsan, ito po yung nagagawa natin. My way, di ba? Ito yung mga world preference principle, worldly principles. It's my way, I can do it. Tama ba? I don't need somebody to guide me. Well, I don't need to be guided by the word of God. Well, I need this. I can do this. I can handle my situation. My way. But if you want to be guided, you use the word of God in your relationship. And as you use the word of God in your relationship, you fully understand the sovereignty of God. Diba? Pambira, Lord. ano ba to? 31 na ako, wala na ako sa kalendaryo. My way na to. Discarte na to. Kanya-kanya na tayo, Lord. Diba? Wala nang sovereignty to. Eh, Lord, pambira, ano ba yan? Eh, wala na. Hindi na ako wala lang sa kalendaryo. Wala pa sa ano? Bingo, diba? Eh, wala na sa bingo to, Lord, eh, diba? Lagpas na ng lagpas. May loto, hindi nang, ano eh, iba yun, okay? So, wala ka na lahat, diba? Gagawin ko na, di ba? Parang, Lord, ano ba? Wala ka bang maibigay talaga sa akin na wala ka na ba talaga maibigay na revelation sa akin? Ni sa panaginip, hindi ko makita. O, ito na, Lord. Ito na yung picture para hindi ko mahirapan. Pinakita mo na yung picture. Kinalimutan mo na yung sovereignty ni Lord. Di ba? My way or God's sovereignty? Di ba? Lord, wala na to. Ah. Ito, kanya-kanya na. Evangeligaw na gagawin ko dito. Di ba? Disciple chick na to. Lord. Di ba? Kahit sino na lang. O, pwede na yan. That's world's preference. Or you're going to say, I'm going to wait. And I will be patient. Why? Because I want to marry a godly spouse. And that's the word of, that's the promise of God in my life. Eh, Lord, hindi na ako makapaghintay. Okay na to. I'll do the premarital sex. Diba? Ito na. Sarili na to. Worthy. Lahat naman gumagawa na nito eh. Or you're going to be guided by God's principle. And you're going to value purity and respect the daughter of God. We need to be guided by those people who went ahead of us. And we need to be guided by the Word of God, by God's principles. A year ago, me and my wife was invited to by our friends na pumunta sa Tagaytay at maghanap ng wedding venue. Excited kami lahat kasi gusto na namin ikasal yung couple at nag-set kami ng time, nag-set kami ng schedule, ng day, and then yung time na alis na kami, excited na kami lahat pumunta. We had a map and then a guide. And guess what happened? Inabot na po kami ng gabi sa Tagaytay, bumalik na kami, hindi pa rin namin nakita yung pupuntahan namin. Alam niyo kung bakit? I think it was a wrong map. Second thing, I believe it was a wrong guide. Mali yung nag-guide sa amin. Hindi namin alam kung saan kami pupunta. Komplikado po ba yung love story natin ngayon? Yung love life natin ngayon? You don't know where to go? Saan na ba pupunta tong relationship na to? O gusto mong magmakapunta sa magandang relationship, sa magandang kahihinatnan, yung love life na meron ka? You need a guide. You need a map that will show you the way. And that is our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the only one who can provide the right way, who can guide us, who can give us the exact navigation to the love life that we have. That is why through God's promise and guidance enable us to experience that not complicated love. Interestingly, the story of Abraham, the servant, and Isaac and Rebecca is a clear picture of when Abraham asked the servant to look for a wife to his son. It's a clear picture. This is the clear picture of God the Father sending his son to us looking for his bride. And that is the church. We, the church, is the bride of Christ. You know, one day, we will go to heaven, and we will become like a bride. Tayo po yung papakasalan ng ating Panginoon. And think about this. 2,000 years ago, when God sent His one and only Son, until today. In other words, God is patiently waiting for you and me to love Him, have a relationship with Him, to know Him more, experience His love, and Him experience our love to Him. Bago po ako magtapos, tatawagin ko po yung music team. Lahat po tayo dito, sa lugar na ito. This is interesting and exciting. Lahat po tayo dito, magmamahal. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, walang choice. Magmamahal ka. Sabihin mo, there's no choice. You're going to love somebody and someone. Why? We don't have any choice. We don't have any choice but to love God, but to love Jesus. Amen? We don't have any choice but to respond to the greatest love God has given to all of us. We don't have any choice because the God who created us loves us so much that nothing that we can do but to respond with our love to Him. And here's, again, one of the exciting things. Kapag mahal mo si Lord, handa ka ng magmahal. Kapag mahal mo si Lord, handa ka ng magmahal. Hindi mo kinakailangan maging mayaman para sabihin mong, doon, ready na akong magmahal. Hindi mo kinakailangan sabihin kapag stable na, doon, pwede na akong magmahal. Mahal mo ba si Lord ngayon? Handa ka ng magmahal. Tanungin mo yung katabi mo, mahal mo ba si Lord ngayon? Handa ka ng magmahal. Can I ask everyone to please stand? Please bow your heads with me. Father God, we are so thankful for your great love for each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for that greatest love. Thank you, Lord, because of that great love, we can fully understand what is the real meaning of love and how to experience real love and right love.